This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And now a little slice of life from Washington, D.C., from the U.S. Senate, to be just a little bit more specific. Senators, as I'm sure you have heard, rarely pass up an opportunity to promote their home states. Which team has won which championship, what businesses are based there, what products are made there, you get the idea. You want to know where this skill is really on display, though? A spot right in the back of the Senate chamber known as the Candy Desk. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The Candy Desk has been around for almost half a century. Don Ritchie, the Senate historian, traces it back to 1965, to Senator George Murphy.
He was an old song and dance man. He danced with Shirley Temple in the movies.
We should be together, like the frame and picture,
like shoes and stockings.
He also had a sweet tooth, Ritchie says.
Senator Murphy filled his desk drawer with candies, which he dipped into.
You're a cup of coffee.
Oh-ho! You're a peachy pie.
And then he invited his colleagues to stop whenever they wanted to.
Murphy lost his seat in 1970, but the tradition continued.
You have a chance to sell your state's products there or talk about stuff.
The desk, which is right by the main door to the Senate chamber, currently belongs to Illinois Senator Mark Kirk. As a result, it's chock full of candies manufactured in the land of Lincoln. For Kirk, a fan of Chicago's Ferrara Candy Company, it's personal.
They offered me all of the desks on the Republican side. And I wanted to make sure that those bastards in Hershey, Pennsylvania, couldn't get the candy desk.
Kirk is referring, of course, to the Hershey Company, which had a monopoly on senators' suites for years. The desk used to belong to Rick Santorum, and the former senator from Pennsylvania filled it with Kit Kats and Kisses. The desk has suited some senators better than others.
My name is George Voinovich, and I'm a retired U.S. senator.
Voinovich represented Ohio, a state not known for its confections, so his tenure at the candy desk did not last long.
I think it was only a year. That was enough.
I used to joke that it was an unfunded mandate that I had to provide candy for the rest of my senators.
George Lemieux was a senator from Florida.
But I was happy to do so.
Mark Kirk, the man currently charged with filling the candy desk's drawers, likes Jelly Belly brand jelly beans, and there are plenty of those in the candy desk. But Kirk also stocks it with baby aspirin. He had a stroke in 2012, and a small daily dose of the painkiller, he tells his colleagues and constituents, can prevent strokes and heart attacks. And while this means there's less room for Illinois candy, Kirk is able to draw attention to another constituent. The company that makes the aspirin is based just outside of Chicago. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
David's story is part of our collaboration with Mental Floss magazine. Their piece about Senator Sweet Tooth is in their September issue.